This is KCUR. As the FBI investigates the murder of a young gay black man as a possible civil rights violation, friends of the victim are trying to start a broader conversation about race within Kansas City's gay community. They believe Deontay Green was killed because of his sexual orientation. But as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, there's been little of the public outcry that alleged hate crimes typically generate.
Deontay Green's friends remember a sweet kid, a devoted son, a loving father, memories they're struggling to reconcile with the 22-year-old shooting death on October 31st. Green was found in his still-running car near the intersection of 69th and Bell Fountain in Kansas City, Missouri, early Halloween morning.
Maybe it was someone that you knew that always got in trouble or did something, but not this one. This baby, no. It just don't make sense at all.
36-year-old Korea Kelly is a black trans woman who took Green under her wing about a year ago. They met at an HIV prevention workshop where Kelly says Green latched onto her big personality. Kelly's tall, big curls, hoop earrings.
Female impersonation, male impersonation, just male entertainers, period. It's a way for us to let out.
Kelly began helping Green learn to perform so he could compete in pageants. But in the black community where Green grew up, that expression isn't always accepted. Randall Jensen is with the Kansas City Anti-Violence Project.
A lot of folks were feeling that he was specifically targeted because of his sexuality and maybe his gender expression. And really the fact that he didn't seem to fit into sort of the traditional masculine stereotype of sort of being, you know, a black man.
Jensen didn't know Green, but he knew something was wrong on Halloween when leaders within the black LGBT community didn't show up at an event he was organizing. He soon learned about Green's murder hours earlier. Green's friends told Jensen the 22-year-old had planned to meet a man for sex, a man who did not identify as gay. They were certain this man had a hand in Green's death. To Jensen, it seemed clear. This was a hate crime. There would be outrage. There should be outrage. But there wasn't.
Another black man dies, or another black man is found dead in a car.
Jensen is certain Green's death would have generated greater outcry had he been a 22-year-old white man. So I call Tom Poe, a University of Missouri, Kansas City professor who served on hate crimes task forces.
It would have been a very different sort of thing if, say, in the now famous, politically important Matthew Shepard killing, if we didn't have that iconic photograph of such an innocent, attractive young blonde college boy.
Poe is white, 60 years old, identifies as gay. He's one of the few people who agrees to talk to me for this story.
And I think there can be a danger in saying, well, I can't speak for a minority community. That does not absolve me of the responsibility to talk about, in fact, these issues.
Poe says he's not sure how to get the broader LGBT community in Kansas City to pay attention to what happened to Deontay Green. The dozen or so organizations I called looking for reaction all told me they either didn't know Green or that they didn't feel qualified to speak on the issue of race relations. So I decided to check out the Gay and Lesbian Archive of Mid-America to see if I could learn more about the history of Kansas City's black gay community.
The pictures that I mentioned...
That's curator Stuart Hines, who told me he doubted he'd be of much help.
The only evidence that we have been able to gather for GLAMA is a collection of party pictures, largely, that were taken primarily throughout the 1960s.
The Gay and Lesbian Archives take up about 40 shelves at the Miller Nichols Library on the UMKC campus. But black, gay Kansas Cityans only appear in a handful of photographs.
Gosh, the only images of African Americans in the entire archive.
In all of this, you know, wall after wall of material.
Yeah.
And that, says Hines, is very telling.
It's just very challenging to develop the trust with members of that community to convince them to turn the materials over to a majority institution.
Rashawn Gilmore teaches HIV prevention through Project I Am. Most of his clients are black and Hispanic men. And he's not surprised the Green case is getting so little traction.
Go out to a club. Go to Sidekicks or Buddies or Missy B's on any given night of the week and just observe.
What you won't see, says Gilmore, are people of different races interacting in areas carved out as safe spaces for the Kansas City LGBT community.
there is no sort of whole gay community in Kansas City. That does not exist. It is a myth and a misnomer. There's the black gay community. There's the white gay community. And with very little exception and very few opportunities do those two ever combine.
Even, it seems, when there's an active hate crime investigation, Deontay Green's murder remains unsolved. And without a suspect, it's difficult to discern motive. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.